You're listening to Real World News.
Conclusions of the Permanent People's Tribunal on Transnational Corporations and Human Rights, the complicity of some states with reference to the actions of transnational companies, in addition to the lack of access to the legal system by the victims, the adoption of investment protection and promotion agreements, and the massive transfer of public funds to increase private profit are, among many others, some of the aspects identified by the Permanent People's Tribunal that was held on Monday in Geneva, Switzerland. The jury of this tribunal was made up by Juan Hernández Zubizarreta from the Basque Country, Francesco Batone and Roberto Schiattarella from Italy, Beverly Keane of the Double D South Network, and Renata Reis from Brazil. The cases discussed by the tribunal involved transnational corporations Chevron, Texaco, Shell, and Glencore. After a long day where each case was given 30 minutes and that included photos and evidence by the witnesses coming from countries such as Colombia, Mexico, Guatemala, the Philippines, Palestine, Nigeria, and El Salvador, the tribunal shared the preliminary ruling, which was presented in a parallel event inside the 26th round of sessions of the United Nations Human Rights Council. It is precisely within this space that a proposal by the Ecuadorian government is being discussed. The proposal is supported by South Africa and other 80 countries and includes a binding treaty for corporations that violate human rights through their investments. There has been enormous pressure in the last hours to avoid the passing of this proposal at the end of this round of sessions on Friday 27th. However, through parallel events, contacts with official delegations and mobilizations, the organizations gathering the campaign to dismantle corporate power believe there are possibilities of advance with this round of sessions. The support of this international campaign that has been ongoing for 2 years stated the United Nations itself had implemented spaces for control over transnational corporations, especially during periods where these operated and benefited from dictatorships in host countries. However, today people speak of corporate capture to refer to the way these companies have increased their influence over national governments and multilateral organizations, becoming, as Godwin Ojo from Friends of the Earth Nigeria said, from regulated to regulators of the decisions that affect communities and nations. According to the declaration issued by the PPT in a press conference at the Geneva Press Club, in order to counteract the architecture of impunity around the behavior of companies, we need to create public control organizations to stop or try these corporations in criminal civil courts. In addition, it is necessary to control the corporate social responsibility aims, often advertised but rarely implemented. The PPT thus recommended the UN Human Rights Council to create a treaty to control corporations and the host countries and countries of origin of these transnational companies to comply with the responsibilities and obligations in terms of their populations, communities, and the environment.
You're listening to Real World News.